when did you become so nice? That's what a Boston friend asked me last week while in New Orleans for a visit. We were driving down North Robertson when the car in front of us came to a stop, smack dab in the middle of the street. The man driving the car had stopped in order to have a conversation with a woman who was sitting on her stoop. It was clear this conversation was going to occur without the woman leaving her stoop or the man leaving his car, which was now not stopped, but parked in front of mine. My friend reached over to sound the horn. I swatted his hand away. "Don't do that," I said. "It's rude. He won't be long." "How do you know?" my friend asked. "Because he would have pulled over if it was going to take long," I explained. "When did you become so nice?" Now, of course, to a Bostonian, everyone seems nice. And foreign. That's because there's no time to be nice in Boston. In Boston, people are obstacles, standing between you and wherever you're trying to go. It ain't like that in New Orleans. In New Orleans, people are family. And who isn't nice to family? Well, okay, maybe not Aunt Gladys. You know, everyone has one. The aunt who brings the tofu etouffee to the 4th of July picnic. Please, ain't nobody got time for that. But I digress. In New Orleans, everyone is nice to everybody. We're nice to people we know. In fact, the car my friend and I were driving the other day belongs to my neighbor. She was in Europe for 2 weeks and told me to use it whenever I wanted. I can assure you that never happens in Boston. But it isn't just our neighbors. Around here, we're nice to people we don't know. The other day, I was at the Chase Bank in the French Quarter waiting to make a deposit. The line was extremely slow, even by New Orleans standards. When I got to the teller, she actually apologized for the wait, explaining that the computers were down. "We so appreciate your patience," she said, and she meant it. This from a bank, a Chase Bank. God, I love this city. Why, in New Orleans, we're even nice to people we're trying to rob. My friend Marco was walking out of Jean's Po' Boy late one night when a guy, who obviously was seeking a dishonest day's pay, followed him around the corner and pulled a gun, demanding Marco's money and Po' Boy. Marco looked at the guy and said, "Dude, I know you. You live down the street from me, remember? I've patched your bike tire." The would-be robber tucked his gun back into his pants and with a big neighborly smile said, "That's right, man. It's cool, it's cool. I ain't gonna rob you. I'll go find somebody else." Well now, isn't that nice? For WWNO, this is Brett Will Taylor.